Supplementary letters of Bhairan Dhir Singh. The first two letters given below give formal permissions of the author to publish his letters, which cover the first few chapters of his life. The third letter was written to his daughter, Bibi Dilair Kaur, after the death of his mother. The fourth letter has been recently unearthed. It was written from Multan prison to friends who went there to inquire after his health. People feared that either Paisav was dying in prison or was dead. The harrowing tortures he suffered are described in chapter 11. The letter reveals the moral courage and spiritual exaltation of the writer under such terrible conditions. Letter number 1. The conditions which you have described outside are exactly as we anticipated. I do not want to discourage you from writing something about me, as that would break your heart. But when you wrote to me that you were writing of my life story, I felt terribly ashamed. I do not deserve to be the subject matter of a biography. You write the biography, the Jeevan Charitra, of great men only. I am an ordinary and insignificant human being, and there is nothing in me which deserves to be preserved in a biography. You can write about a few incidents of my life, but do not call it an anecdote of my life. I hesitate to compel you to desist from this venture, and I am glad that you are trying to fulfill a wish in this life which has been such a strong impulse in you. Actually, you should write the life of heroes and martyrs only, who have served the Sikh Panth and made history. You could also write the life of those great souls who, through their immense and spiritual powers, contributed something solid to the annals of the nation. When I look within myself, I find no quality within me, but only human weaknesses. I have not done any significant deed, which may be compared even with the doings of dogs at his door. Even a dog has some qualities which I do not have. You were anxious to write about all the enlightened friends of our missionary group, our Jatha, in that you could include me also. I would not have objected to it. With thee, O Lord, saith Nanak, I like to remain in the dust of thy feet. Anyway, I do not want to break your heart. Your deep affection for me is something that comes from the past life. As things happen, so be it. In my clairvoyant vision, I have seen you doing some writing work, but I have not seen writing you my biography. Who knows how long this life lasts? I have such a strong wish to die, either singing hymns and performing kirtan, or to die fighting for freedom and faith in the battlefield. But my death will be as he wills it. As he wills it, so it will be. It is as hot here as it is in the hottest month. What will be the climatic condition in the hottest months, God alone knows. Convey my respectful greetings to all the brothers and sisters. Sat Sri Akal. Rajamundri, March 19th, 1922. Letter number 2 from the central jail of Rajamundri on March 24th, 1922. I find it difficult to comply to your request of writing my whole life story from the beginning to this day. I do not remember all the things. It is quite possible that I may remember something after searching the memories of the past, but I do not feel that I should write about my spiritual experiences at Abbottabad only to close and initiate friends. But I do not like these things to be published in the papers. You can pass on the manuscript copy to those who deserve to know it and those who can benefit from it. There are some deeper mystic experiences of the Guru's wisdom which should not be revealed to everyone, but should pass on from heart to heart through oral tradition. You know everything. In the context of this suggestion, you can do what you think best. To abide by your request, I have fulfilled your wishes. I hope you will keep in view the sentiments I have expressed above. Letter number 3 from Nagpur Central Jail, June 8, 1927. The soul of the enlightened, when liberated from the earthly body, becomes clairvoyant. These eyes of the astral body can see through matter and space. Bodily eyes have limited vision, but the spiritual eyes of the astral body can see through the thousands of miles of space. They can see inside and outside every human being. Nothing remains veiled from them. Know it that dear mother has not left us and gone far. She is ever so close to us. She can see us and listen to us. Our earthly eyes cannot see her, but she can see us even in the dark. There is no such thing as darkness for a liberated soul. There is darkness only for people absorbed in mundane life. This spiritual vision can be attained by enlightened Sikhs if they are led to the life of contemplation and meditation of divine name, even during their earthly sojourn. The soul can become liberated even while it is in the body. Such enlightened Sikhs can even see parted souls. My child, these are things of deeper mystic life. It is difficult for you to understand them as yet. When you make progress in your spiritual efforts, you will automatically understand all these things. All that you have to bear in mind now is that just as the Guru is eternally with us and ever near us, so also all those divine souls who attain the Guru's realm of eternal truth are ever near us. They are never far away from us, but they show deep concern for us. So is the soul of our dear mother. Letter number 4, Multan Prison, 1917. I have handed over one letter to a Hindu gentleman addressed to a spiritually enlightened friend. He will probably hand it over to you today. This letter will be sent through the same gentleman. Through him, I sent a message that we will shortly be transferred from this Multan jail. The gentleman will definitely meet you. I am sending you one letter by post also. Do not wait here any longer. Go and inform about us to those anxiety waiting at home. We will collect the money. Do not worry about it. Keep yourself busy with the noble deeds of love and service. We will keep you informed about all that happens as best we can. Write to us as soon as you reach home. How things are, do not worry about us. We can easily talk to each other. Bhai Santa Singh is in the cell opposite mine at night. Bhai Surjan Singh is in high spirits. He is quite cheerful. He is generally busy in recitation of Gurbani and meditation. All others are as well. By the grace of the Guru, our old companions who had love and devotion for the work we undertook are still busy keeping the light burning. Keep the spirit of the dedicated group, Arjatha, ever resplendent so that it may attract ever new seekers of truth. God will one day ordain a meeting between us, but it is our duty to abide by His sweet will and to ever seek the pleasures of the Guru. The eternal Guru will help us in the turmoil of life. By your love and prayers, we will also be liberated. By my beloved friends, my devoted companions, ever willing to burn in the flame of life like a moth, may God and the Guru reward all your spiritual efforts. May He save the Panth from stormy weathers. For us, the love and grace of God is everything we need. Do not think we are far away from you. We are indeed ever close to you. There is only a thin veil of illusion separating us. This thin veil of illusion will one day fall like a wall of sand. Convey my respectful greetings to all brothers, sisters, friends. Please go back now. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.